Today is Make a Difference Sunday. Woo! Who's excited? We are as a church very excited. My name is John and I'm part of the team here at Life UC. It's great to be with you this morning and doing things a little bit differently today. I'm going to share a little bit about Make a Difference Sunday and then we're going to invite a few other people up on stage to share how they feel serving makes a difference in their lives as well. And I've kind of given away a bit of what we're going to talk about today. But our mission here at Life UC is growing lives connected to Christ, His cause, and community. And you can see sort of faintly on the walls over there, if you're in the auditorium, it's going to come up on screen. If you are watching online or in the overflow, our strategy, the way that we outwork our mission, I like to call it the four pillars because it holds up the mission. And that is to know God and to make Him known, to find freedom and fellowship, to discover your purpose for life and ministry, and here we are, to make a difference by discipling and serving others. And today we're going to focus on make a difference. And really what this is about is empowering people to live out their faith by serving others and contributing to God's kingdom. It's not about filling rosters, although that is needed. It's really about fulfilling purpose, both in you and also in the kingdom of God. See, the truth is that God created you to make a difference. God created me to make a difference. God created us to make a difference. And one of the primary ways that this happens is through serving others. Amen? You know, He's given each of us unique gifts, abilities, and passions, not just for our benefit, but also to impact the lives of those around us. And at Life UC, we believe that your life will truly find meaning as you discover, develop, and walk in that God-given purpose and calling that God has for each and every one of us. You see, serving isn't something that we just do. It's actually something that comes out of who we are and really who God created us to be and the kind of life that Jesus modeled and calls us to live as well. So we're going to look at serving in a few different ways. Number one, serving reflects Jesus' heart. Jesus, the Son of God, our creation, holding the world in His hands, has every right to be served. Yet He came to serve. We see in Matthew 20, 28, it says, just as the Son of Man, this is Jesus speaking, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many. And in saying this, Jesus is setting the tone to His disciples as to what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus. They had a different idea of what that meant. And He uses this term, Son of Man. And this is a divine title that's taken from the book of Daniel in chapter 7. And in saying this, Jesus is claiming His eternal authority. He's saying, basically, I'm God. And they would have all known that. And yet He models through His life that even though He has the authority to do anything that He would want to do, He lays down that authority. And He washes the disciples' feet. And He sacrifices Himself on a cross. He did not come to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many. And now in Jesus' time to say that, to talk about serving rather than leading and sort of dominating, this was a shocking thing to say. And everybody would have been kind of perplexed. And there's this argument going as James and John via their mum. Sounds like some millennials out there getting their mum to ask their boss for something or whatever it is. They say to Jesus, hey, she says to Jesus, can my sons have a seat of honor in your kingdom? One on the left, one on the right. And then there's this argument over who is the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus takes this opportunity to teach them and say, you see how all the kings and lords dominate over everyone. And then He says these powerful words, not so with you. And then He goes on to say, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many. He's changing the way that they should be thinking. And He's saying that greatness equals servanthood. And that leadership equals sacrifice. John Stott, great theologian in the UK and church planter, and says this: at the heart of the Christian gospel is the humility of God expressed most powerfully in the servanthood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You see, serving isn't beneath greatness, which is what everybody thought it was. What Jesus is saying is that serving actually defines it. And so number two, serving fuels spiritual growth. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." You see, when we serve, we're not just helping others, we're stepping into our divinely designed identity, that God has something for all of us. And in 2022, there was a Barna Group study, which was called The State of Serving. This is a Christian research group in America. And they did a study called The State of Serving. And they found that 76% of weekly church volunteers said that serving deepened their relationship with God. And 82% said that it made them feel connected to their church community. And they also went on to say that volunteers were twice as likely to say that my faith is thriving. This is the result of the research they did in the state of serving in the church. And they concluded with this: service is one of the most powerful spiritual disciplines. It draws people into the heart of God's mission. And I think Rick Warren is an author and led one time one of the largest churches in America, says this: "The church is not a place we go, but a people we are." And I love this part because this is, for me, a core conviction. Every believer has a part to play in God's mission. Every believer has a part to play in God's mission. The third thing is that serving makes the church stronger. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." You are the body of Christ, and each one of you here is a part of it. Romans 12:4-6 reminds us that for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. What that tells us is that you are needed. You're needed. You're part of this body. You are gifted. God has given you gifts and abilities unique to you, and also that you are a part of something bigger than yourself. I think in a world that is always trying to individualize everything, we need to remember that we are all connected together as the body of Christ. And so when you serve, here's a key thing. When you serve, you're not just filling a gap. It may look like that sometimes in the practical. You're not just filling a gap. You're actually fulfilling a purpose. And this is how we need to remember and think about serving. I'm not just filling a roster. I'm not just filling a need. I'm filling purpose. I'm fulfilling purpose. I'm fulfilling my purpose, what I was created to do, and using that gift to help build the church. The fourth thing is, as we said a bit earlier, that serving is countercultural. In a world that says, put yourself first, make your life all about your comfort, all about your success, all about your image, all about whatever these things are that are temporary that we can fix our eyes upon. Whereas Jesus would say, make it about others. Pick up your towel, be ready to wash the feet, be ready to do it spiritually, I guess, to serve each other. Lay down your pride and serve. And so N.T. Wright, a great New Testament theologian, says, Jesus redefined power and glory through the cross, as he sacrificed himself on the cross for us, but also in the basin and the towel as he served and cleaned the feet of his disciples. That is what real kingdom leadership looks like. Sacrifice and serving. That's what it looks like. Galatians 5:13 says, do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Serving is counter-cultural. The world defines success by what you can get in many ways. But Jesus defines it by what you give. What do you give? But what can stop us from serving? I want to look at a few reasons as to why people maybe don't serve. And we'll just talk a little bit about them. The first one is, I'm too busy. is where it gets a little bit like rubber meets the road kind of stuff. You know, between work, kids, study, and just life, we can feel like we have nothing left to give. But I think in Jesus, in serving him, there's always something. And what we need to realize is that even small acts of service can make a big difference. There was a time in our life with Michelle, my wife and I, where I was serving and ministering and traveling around in that. And because I was so busy and not around as much, for a season, she had to stop serving in the different teams and basically just be at home with our three young kids. And what she would do is go into the parents' room at the church because our kids were kind of noisy. And so she would take them into the parents' room. And in the parents' room, she would serve in helping the other parents to feel comfortable, talking to them about the message, praying for them or whatever it was. And in her small way, that was her way of serving in that season where it looked like she was too busy to do anything else. And so I'm not trying to say that you have to serve every single week and you've got a busy life and you can't fit it all in and you're burning out and all these different things. I'm just trying to say, look within and ask yourself, God, are you leading me towards doing something? Is there a small act of service that I can do? Or maybe you've come out of a season of busyness and you haven't quite yet kicked back into realizing I've got more time on my hands now. Maybe I should get involved and serve in a different area. 1 Corinthians 10:31, in relation to what I was saying about Michelle, says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So this isn't a condemnation or a judgmental thing. It's just about looking within and listening to where God is leading you and how you can be used in this season. The second common one is, I don't know where I fit. And I think all of us, particularly those who are maybe new in their journey of faith, can feel like this, where you might think, I'm not good enough, or I don't have anything to offer, or I've never served anywhere before. Just to reiterate this, that God has gifted you uniquely and your part in this matters. So I would say just get involved somewhere. Just pick a thing that you think you're interested in and get involved. And often it's through the process of serving in different areas that you find the things that you're really drawn to and the things that you are gifted in. You know, I've served in almost every area of the church. And for me, it was a great way to discover the areas that I really felt called to do. But also in some seasons, just to be there to help fill a need. Even though I talked about you're not filling a need, you're filling a purpose. Sometimes we do need to fill a need. And in doing that, we are fulfilling our purpose. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. The third thing is that I've served before. I think a lot of us can fall in this category where we've served before, and maybe even you've served before and you've got burnt. Maybe it's in a different place or a different season, whatever it was. Maybe you were hurt, overlooked, or felt like you were taken for granted. I think Jesus can relate to us and understand because he was betrayed, he was misunderstood, he was taken advantage of, but he still chose to serve. He still chose to give his life. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not grow weary for doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. I think there's an important truth that we need to realize is that God doesn't just use our service to bless others. He often uses it to heal us. And maybe you've served before and things didn't quite work out. There's a healing process that can happen in saying, you know what, I'm going to get involved again. I'm going to go again. And I'm not in any way trying to manipulate or downplay any experiences that you might have had, but just to use Jesus as our example. And I want to encourage us that we still need to serve. We still need to choose to serve. And sometimes the smallest step back into serving, it's not just an act of obedience, but it's also the start of breakthrough in your lives. That step towards others might just become the step towards your own healing. You know, when I first joined church here 2 years ago, I didn't really know anyone. I'd come from pastoring a church in London with my family, and through an incredible God story, God brought us back here into Australia. I found myself in a new city, Canberra, the best city in the world, right? Come on. In the Open Life group we have every second Wednesday night, if there's new people, which there normally is, I always get people to say their name and what they love. One thing they love about Canberra, And sometimes it takes a little while for them to get there, but they get there. I find myself in the best city in the world and in a new church. And as I came along, I enjoyed, you know, coming along to church, but I felt more like a spectator than someone who really belonged. And it was then when I felt a prompting in my heart to get involved and serve in the worship team, something that I'd done since I was about 12 or 13 years old, where I learned how to play bass. And when you learn how to play bass, you end up on the roster. And I was on the roster every week until I moved to London. And even then I was doing it. So I signed up to get involved. And that's when everything changed. It was through serving that I found connection. I found community. And it was really the start of discovering my purpose here in Canberra. It made a difference in my life. I made friends and I felt the heartbeat of the church and quickly went from just feeling like a spectator, like I was just coming along, to feeling home here at church. And you know, I'm not the only one that's had this experience, and I'm going to invite a few different people up to come and share their experience about how serving has really made a difference in their life, or they've seen it in the life of others. And firstly, for Kids Life, I'm going to invite Amanda to come up and join me. Let's give it up for Amanda as she comes up to share. Keep it going as Amanda comes up.
All right. Good morning. All right. So as you know, my name is Amanda Germain, and it's an absolute joy to be able to be here, to be able to share a bit about my journey and my role here at Life UC. So a bit about me, I've been involved with childcare and education for about 20 years now. And I've had the pleasure of working in 4 different countries across the world. And every experience has been absolutely amazing, and I've learned so much from every experience. But I really believe that every single experience has brought me exactly to where I am right now. And it's brought me to this right here, to this very moment, here at Life UC. So I'm now in my 3rd year overseeing Kids Life. However, I've been serving Kids Life for a very long time. I'm not even sure how long that's been. I've been serving Kids Life for a long time, and then I was asked to oversee. So, and honestly, it's changed my life in so many ways. But one of the biggest transformations for me has been in my own confidence. So, as most of you know, I used to be quite shy and very uncertain of myself, and even unsure of who God had actually made me to be. But through serving in Kids Life, I've actually grown into someone confident enough to oversee this incredibly important ministry. And I've become confident not only in what I'm doing, but more importantly, in who I am in Christ. So the Bible speaks to this perfectly in 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So I can genuinely say that I've grown in all these areas since I began serving in the Kids Life ministry. And this is how Kids Life has made the biggest difference in my life. Excuse me. Sorry. However, beyond my own personal growth, I've also found a deeper sense of belonging here, which is something very important to me. And belonging in a group, feeling as if we belong, like we have a place, as if we're feeling seen and heard and included, and it's vital to all of us, isn't it? So in Kids Life, we actively strive to do this. We try to make sure that all of our children feel seen and heard and valued. And we do that intentionally by fostering a deep sense of belonging in all the children and the volunteers. So with this in mind, it brings to mind a particular child. So this child is neurodiverse. And at times he's had a really hard time feeling included and feeling valued. And consequently, he was unsettled and he struggled to find his fit in Kids Life. So in the last year or so, God's really prompted me to find ways to serve and improve our inclusivity for all the children at Life UC and in Kids Life. So as a result of the prompting and making that effort, we've seen this child become so much more involved. And we've actually found that he absolutely loves to serve, particularly in the tech area, which shouldn't be surprising. So now we set him up in the tech area, and he's much more comfortable, and he's happier, and he's happy to be there, and he's more confident. And as a result of that, his mom is also able to serve, and she also feels valued. She also feels included. She also feels like she has somewhere to contribute. So this sense of belonging for many children has improved, and it's just been absolutely amazing. And that's thanks to our caring volunteers who take extra time to get to know the kids and understand their unique needs. So serving in kids' life is so much more than just watching the kids. We're not up there babysitting, all right? Every single week, we come alongside those kids, and we teach them about God's love and help them to feel included and cherished and valued. And then they get to go off feeling loved and empowered to share that love with others. These children are our next generation, all right? Our future leaders. And investing in now, in them right now, is investing in the future of our church and our world. All right? Thank you. So I want to take a moment to encourage all of you. You each can take and have a role in shaping the lives of these children and making a difference. All right? You have unique gifts. You have a willingness to serve. All right? It's invaluable to us. And you actually may never know the full impact that you have on these kids. All right? If you feel a prompting to get involved, I do encourage you to step forward. And we have so many ways of serving in kids' life and so many different demographics in kids' life. So our volunteers range from our year six helpers and even below, all the way up to our grandparents and our great-grandparents. All right? So there is a role for every age. And I just want to finish with a quick scripture, which is Psalm 145:4. And it states the importance of sharing the gospel through the generations. It reads the following: one generation commends your works to another. They tell of all your mighty acts. So serving a kid's life is amazing. I love it. And I'm incredibly blessed to have been given this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Give it up for Amanda. And there's going to be an opportunity after the service in the cafe to find out more information about getting involved in different teams. But can I encourage you, kids' life. My mum was a kids' pastor my whole life growing up. And look at me. So there you go. Sorry, that wasn't very helpful, but I didn't know what to say. So there, okay. All right, I'm going to invite Leah and Keith to come up. They're going to share. And also Noel, if you want to come up as well and get ready. Let's give it up for Leah and Keith as they come up. I know Keith is very excited to share, right?
Thank you.
Do you want this?
No. So, good morning, everyone. I'm really excited to be up here. I've forgotten everything that I was supposed to say today, quite honestly. I'll usually talk your head off outside, but I'm kind of stage shy. And I'm a man of few words on the stage. Here goes. So, brought up as a Catholic, altar boy, almost became a priest. Wow. And then traveled the world, got to Canberra, searched for a church that gave me meaning. Attended a lot of churches around Canberra, never really connected, never felt a part of the clique, whatever you may say. And then I walked through these doors, thanks to Leah. And from the moment I walked through these doors, the warmth I felt, the smiles that I was greeted with, immediately made me feel like I'm one of you. I'm connected. I belong. And that meant so much to me. Then I viewed the way Leah devoted so much time and served, I was really impressed. And I'm like, that's something I'd like to do as well. And Leah introduced me. I'm here today, standing in front of you all, loving each one of you every day. When you all walk through those doors, I want to greet you with a smile, with a warmth, and with a sense of belonging. And to let you know you're finally home. Exactly the way I feel. As I said, man of few words, I'll hand over to Leah now.
And while he's a man of few words, I'm a woman of many. So I've been to multiple churches. I've served in multiple churches. I've done everything from Kids Life, Cafe, Welcome and Connect. I've done everything except for creative arts because I know my limits. I have zero talent in that area. But for me, when I actually came to this church, I was a little bit burnt out. I was a little bit tired. I wanted to sit in the back and just, you know, be in the shadows, not really want to connect, don't want to really, I just want to come, watch the service and go home. That was where I was at. And after about a year of doing that, someone said, oh, can you help and serve? It wasn't a, oh, look, you know, there is serving. It was always put out there, you know, serving is here, you can do this. And I'm like, yeah, no. The one person said to me, I need help, can you serve? And that changed everything, because when someone asks for help, it's very hard to say no. So I was like, okay, fine, I will. And I thought, oh, I really just like coming and seeing the service. I don't want to miss out on that. And someone said, oh, it's once every 4 weeks. And I went, oh, I can do that. That's easy. No problem. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. What I didn't realize was what I would actually get out of it. So for me, when I started serving, one, I got to actually meet people. I got to know people. I got to welcome people coming in the door. I was like, oh, hello. Oh, nice to see you again. I see people now out in the mall and everywhere. It's like, oh, hi, I know you. You go to my church. Yeah. But I got to make friends. I got to make connections. I got to be a part of a team. I got to actually really feel connected. So instead of just sitting at the back like I was, just, you know, hiding away, I actually felt a part of a group, a team, a community. So I actually felt like I could really connect with people. And then that actually made me want to serve more and do more. So by doing that, I actually got so much out of it that I just didn't expect to get. And so it wasn't about me serving, it was actually about me receiving, which was so much more. And that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Give it up for Leah and Keith. You guys want to take a seat just there for a moment? And Leah and Keith both serve in the Welcome and Connect team. And that's another area you'll be able to find out some more information about. If you're wondering what it does, it's in the title. It welcomes and connects. Pretty straightforward. We've got some breaking news happening right now. I think we're going to do something. Are we going to switch? Yeah, we're going to switch live to the cafe. There's nothing in my ear, but it sounds cool if you do this. Breaking news. We're switching. That's me still. And we go, hey, here we are in the cafe. Let's give it up for Sandy.
Hey, everyone down there in the auditorium. Most of you know me, Sandy. I'm here on staff, but been part of the church for 20-odd years. But on Sunday, I don this cafe apron and serve as a volunteer on this cafe, helping with morning tea, events. I love being part of this team or managing this team because there is nothing like a good cup of coffee and food to get people connected and talking to each other. I've also loved working with the team and seeing them develop and grow in confidence and engagement with people. And today I've got Rose with me, who's going to tell us why she loves working in the cafe.
Good morning, everybody. I love the sense of belonging and serving people. I enjoy meeting everyone that comes up and putting names to faces. It's just really special. It's just really, really lovely.
Thanks, Rose. The other part I look after is like car park. And with going to our second service, we're going to need to just manage a little bit of the traffic flow. So if anyone is interested in donning one of these high-vis vests or waving one of these wands around, then come and see me and let me know that you're interested. Thank you, and back to you, John.
Amazing. Give it up for Sandy. And that's a little shout-out for the CA team as well, if you want to get involved in that area. I do hear for the people in car park, we're getting the Secret Service little mics where you know you can talk like this. Breaker, we've got a car coming in. So if anyone's interested in that sort of stuff, get involved. That's going to be great. And now I'd like to invite Noel to come up and share as well. Give it up for Noel.
Thank you so much, Pastor John. Thank you. Look, before you get into car park, I can encourage you to pray and fast. They had me on car park back in 2013, and I'm a real Sri Lankan driver. It was not a good fit. That said, the area that I serve in is life groups. I've been doing it for about 8 years, but I've been at this church for about 2013. And personally, I've gained so much because it's simply obedience to the call, the Great Commission. But what I've seen in the lives of others has been so rewarding. I had a couple of examples. There was a guy new to faith. He was an atheist. A friend invited him to church. He joined our Lads Life group on a Saturday morning and was like reading the Bible very prolifically during the week. Came to faith, got baptized. Now he's co-leading and leading a serve team in his own right. And then there was another guy who'd been to church all his life, was on the brink of burnout, spending hours a week at his own detriment. He gave me the opportunity to walk alongside him. He kind of stepped down from a few serve teams, joined a life group for a season. I think it was a good year. Even though he had great potential and possibility, he knew it was a time to rest. After a year, he got invited to co-lead, which he's doing now. And now he stepped into leading, preaching. He's in Melbourne this week. But I guess the greatest gift that I've seen is propelling other leaders to step into their calling. So if life groups is on your life, I would encourage you to get onto the sign-up form and get amongst it. Thank you, guys.
Give it up for Noel. And so ask these guys to stay up here just so we can quickly. We've got Welcome and Connect. We've got Life Groups. We've got Kids Life. There's going to be CA up as well in the cafe. These guys will be here. Myself and Noel will be heading to the city location to help out with this service there as well. But please talk to these guys after the service. Ben, if you want to stand up quickly, can we get a camera shot of Ben? Here he is. You can see Ben and also Ian Smith up about life groups as well in the cafe, and that would be amazing. Can we honour these guys today? You guys can head off. You guys can... Amazing. Well, I hope you heard through their stories about how either serving has made a difference in their life or they've been a part of making a difference in someone else's life. But really, if we come all the way back to Jesus... And that verse about how the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Really, the biggest difference that can happen in our lives is that time when we make the decision to give our heart to Jesus, to invite him into our lives.